Fellas, it is a new day in your life. And, you know, one of the first things that I think you should do is appreciate the fact that you are above dirt, you know. And you actually have a chance to fight another day. And this is not usually me. This is not usually the way I am. I mean, I'm as black-pilled and as disappointed as the next man would be, but it is a new day, you know. And it's kind of funny how, you know, politically, or, well, yeah, you could say that, that now I'm looking at some of the people that have made my life a living hell pissed off. They are, you know, hating it. They are hating life right now. One example of which, I came in to work yesterday just to start the day like normal. And I seen this chick, and, you know, she was pretty cool, you know, was a bartender and what have you. And, you know, I said a kind little hello, and for some strange reason, the bitch was like nothing. Just ignored me, you know, as though I wasn't talking to her. You know, as though, you know, I wasn't even in the fucking building and shit. But, you know, I thought to myself, oh, so she voted for the word salad. You know what I'm saying? Now I can tell. Yeah, haven't you noticed a lot of people, you know, if you're going into work or going out shopping, can you tell who didn't vote for Orange Man? Can you tell? I mean, that's basically what I'm saying. I can tell, you know. And there's that. And earlier this morning, I decided to do what I normally don't do and just not go back to sleep, just wake up. Get fresh, get ready for work, and, you know, may the force be with you, or somewhat, or whatever. And now that I'm seeing this, I'm like, yo, there's a new day. There's a new day coming. And if it hasn't came, you know, it will be here soon. And if it is here, let's start appreciating that, you know. Because we went through a terrible, terrible 5-year period. And, you know, if there is at least a little hope, you know, I'd be fine. I'll be fine with it. You know? Now, it's time to make the change that I should have made ages ago. You know? Get into something like, you know, change your career. Let's say, for the better. Let's not, you know, stick in this for very long. Hey, you need to give room for the jobs of the people that have been trying to kick you out of the workforce for the past 5 years. You might as well just, you know, get up out of your current job and go on ahead and let your ambitions take you to wherever you want to take. You want it to be taken, anyway. And I'm noticing that. I'm realizing that. And that is a wonderful thing. I mean, having taken the pill of truth, I mean, I've also known that I shouldn't at all be, you know, over-promising and under-delivering. Not to get too hopeful and happy about it. To be optimistic, cautiously optimistic, you know. No one likes a Chicken Little, you know, warmongering and fearmongering all the time. And so I'm going to be in construction, you know. And you fellas, in the next days ahead, you're going to see a fella that's, you know, and I've always been this fella, but, you know, it's time to make that. Purpose, the overarching thing in my own life. And that's to be a better brother to all of you, you know? And, yeah, man, it's a new day. I'm sick of the drama. And I see them all, you know, sharpening their axes and, you know, ready to end things. And I'm looking at, hell, even my email, bro, motherfuckers have sent me shit like, you know, beware of the Fourth Reich and shit when it comes to Orange Man. And I'm like, oh my God, how many times are you going to play the same old song until your record wears the fuck out? You know, and it's kind of hard to do that now that, you know, we got MP3s and digital songs or whatever, but you know where I'm going with that. Yeah, man, it's really time to get after it. I hope you're doing it too. And yeah, I'll see you on the next bucket.